Prahlad Maharaj, praise the Lord Nishagadev, Kama Namriti Sammoham Bhavatastu Vrine Varam, Yadidashashti Mekhamam Varam Tam Varatashava, Kama Namriti Sammoham Bhavatastu Vrine Varam. He says, but if you want to give me a benediction, if you want to be so kind, then please give me the benediction that I will have no more material desires. And Prabhupada says, within the core of my heart or within the depths of my heart, no material desire. So, again, Prahlad Maharaj is the acharya, is teaching what devotees should pray for. Kama namriti sammoham bhavatastu vrine varam. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur is doing Navadvip Dham Parikrama in Sridhar Mayapur, then he comes to Devapali, the place of Lord Nrisimhadev, who's been there since the time of Prahlad Maharaj and since this past time, been there in Mayapur, Godrumadvip. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur offers prayers, and Lord Nrisimhadev places his foot on the head of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now it's interesting that the deity is such that Lord Nrisimhadev has his feet on the head of Prahlad Maharaj. He's got Hiranyakashipu on his lap and Prahlad Maharaj under his right foot. Very, very ancient deity. And then Lord Nrisimhadev manifests, comes out of the deity form and does the same to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and blesses him that all obstacles to your entering the pastimes of Radha Krishna will be removed. I give you that blessing. So this is Kama Namriti Sammoham Bhavatastu Vrine Varam. No material desire within the core of the heart. If one has material desire, you cannot enter into the pastimes of, well, you can't enter into any pastime. Not just Radha and Krishna's pastime, but you can't enter into any pastime of the Lord. One has to be pure at heart. And being pure at heart is not easy. We see great, great personalities. Dhruva Maharaj, Kardama Muni. He was so learned, so austere, and he was so devoted. He was so devoted that when Lord Vishnu appeared and to answer Kardama Muni's prayers, then seeing Kardama Muni's condition and devotion, then the Lord actually cried. And that's why that lake is called Bindu Sarovar, because it's the tears from the Lord, Bindu. But still, in his heart, deep in his heart, Kardama Muni, although he didn't voice it, within his heart, he had a desire for a good wife. Actually, he had desire for a certain level of sensual enjoyment. It wasn't for family life because he left family life. So it was for sensual enjoyment, and as in that verse, I think I quoted the other night, Satyam Dishamatito Martito Ninam. Now Krishna fulfilled the desire, but in such a way that no more desires will come. So when Swayambhu Vimani brought Devahuti, then because the Lord told Kardamuni, I know what's in your heart, and I've already made arrangements. She was already on the way. But still, when Swayambhu Vimani came and proposed that this girl has heard about you from Narad, and she's fallen in love just by hearing about you, he said, all right, but once I have a son, then I take sannyas. So he wasn't really into family life. He had a more basic desire. So it's interesting that such pure devotees, such exalted personalities, on one side can be so devoted, and on the other side, they're still within the core of their heart, there's still that desire. And one step further, that even continues in Krishna's pastimes. Not Goloka, but here in Boma Lila, that the sadhana siddhas, Krishna associates with different devotees. Some of them are demigods, some of them are sadhakas, sadhana siddhas, others are nitya siddhas. Or some may be sages. In any case, some of those sadhakas are not so siddhas, are not fully siddhas. Still, they have some attachment, material attachment. Well, material attachment of sorts, they are attached to following Dharma, being dharmic, religious, which is not a bad thing, but it becomes a bad thing when it's an obstacle to following what Krishna wants. So if Krishna wants you to be irreligious, then you have to be able to just do away with being religious. So na dharmam, na dharmam, shrutigam, niruktam, kilakuru. Lord Raghunath Das Goswami says, don't be attached to being dharmic, don't be attached to being adharmic. Just serve Krishna. Whatever he wants, you do that. So some of these gopis, they had attachment to being dharmic, and when Krishna called in the rasa dance, they actually couldn't go out until they became free of that kashai, impurity within the heart. And when they became free of that impurity, then on subsequent nights, they were able to go. So even such things exist, that one may be already gone to the planet where Krishna is exhibiting his pastimes, not associating with him closely, but perhaps seeing him from afar, certainly associating with his associates, and hearing about him, but still there's some level of contamination there. One has to be very pure. Of course, this is a type of paradox that devotees find themselves in, that on one hand, material desires are rooted, and on the other side, they want to become free from material desires. So it's not easy, and ultimately here from the source we can see that without Krishna's help, it becomes very difficult. Sometimes those things are so deep-rooted, it's like a weed with long, deep roots into the ground. It doesn't matter how many times you cut off the top, it's just still there. So this Rupa Goswami says, this Tadghala Mula Hantri, this root of material desire, of course, that's specifically what pure devotional service eradicates, but sometimes we have difficulty in rising to that level of pure devotional service, which may not be surprising if Karma Muni wasn't there in a different age, Satya Yuga. So we need Krishna's help. And of course Krishna helps devotees, whether they want it or not. But especially if they want it, then Riddhastosya Badrani Vidhunoti Sivitsatam. And so even though we may have some other intentions, still devotees pray, and of course we need to keep a proper perspective that all of these things that we pray for, that they should just be a facility to reach pure devotion. What do we usually pray for? Husband, wife, children, nice family, happiness, peace of mind, all under the name of so we can practice Krishna consciousness. And of course, that's okay. So long as we really do practice Krishna consciousness, and the symptom if we're practicing Krishna consciousness is that ultimately we become detached from the same family, the same husband and wife, and the same children, and they're just strangers. They're just strangers. Strangers in a strange land. Just attachment makes them particularly dear. Well, then it's all right. Then if it's a medium, ultimately, for an ashita karma palam karyam karam karuti as a sannyasi, Krishna says everyone has to become sannyasi. Man, woman, old, young, everyone. Within the heart. It may not take formal sannyas, but one has to become detached, free from all material desire. So here Prabhupada Maharaj is praying. We should also pray earnestly and hope that someday, yes, Krishna relieves us of all of these material burdens, and then we'll really realize that actually this was, as in Dhruva Maharaj's words, just looking for broken pieces of glass, thought that they were of some value. What can you do with broken glass? Nothing. Useless. Just melt it down. He thought it was valuable, but actually they were broken pieces of glass. So he says, Dhruva Maharaj says, Stana Vilasi Tapastitoham. Hare Krishna.